Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce our host of this week's Business Talk. He's editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk. We have a terrific show for you today. I can't wait to get to it, but I will, because first we need to hear this message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back. We have with us as our guest a man who needs no introduction, but I'll give him one anyway. He is Gary Rome. He is the president of the Gary Rome Auto Group, which includes Hyundai and Kia. How are you, Gary?
Great. How are you today?
I'm good. Good to have you aboard. We have a lot to talk about. My goodness, there isn't anything we couldn't talk about today. But Gary, as most of you know, anybody who has a TV or a radio or a newspaper knows that he was Times Dealer of the Year this year, Auto Dealer of the Year. Congratulations for that.
Thank you very much.
And on top of that, he was named one of Business West Difference Makers for 2023. Quite a year for you. You'll have to.
Yes. Busy year. Busy.
So this is a time when I put in a plug for all of our difference makers. Like I said, we have introduced those in the magazine, and we have an event coming up April 27th to honor Gary and all of our difference makers. We have a tremendous class for 2023. So visit businesswest.com and you can read all about it and order tickets to our event. Going to be a fantastic difference maker show this year. Congratulations again on that.
Yes, thank you.
Anyway, so let's talk about Dealer of the Year for a few minutes. This is a national honor that goes to someone who prevails over others from different regions. Tell us a little bit about this.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you. It's been going on. It's been happening for about 50 years, a little over 50 years. And the way it works is a National Automobile Dealers Association has a convention once a year. I was in Dallas. There was 25,000 people in attendance, and there was 47 other honorees. Each association in each state pretty much picks a nominee. So in Massachusetts, there's about 759 dealers, and the Massachusetts Auto Dealers Association picked me as their honoree. And then when we were down in Dallas, I was one of 48, and they have a business school at University of Michigan that picks the winner. And basically they identify the nominees based upon being a franchise dealer, being successful as a franchise dealer, but more importantly, what they do for the community, building a strong community and their involvement in the community. So my experience for a car guy like me that's grown up in the business, it was really surreal to be picked as one out of 16,000 dealers across the nation. And when I was there at the event, it was really, you know, much like the Oscars. There was a big auditorium, 3,000 people there, red carpet. It was really, and I had no idea that I was the winner until I was up on stage. And they picked me as one of the regional winners. There's four regional winners. And then they picked me as the national winner. But as I was standing up there next to the CEO of Time Magazine, Jessica Sibley, and the president of Ally Bank, I could see the teleprompter. So I was standing there and I could see the words coming across the teleprompter. And they were saying, and wow, he went to work with his father, and he would stop his father in the hallway on Saturdays and beg him to take him to work. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're talking about me. So it was very, it was surreal. It was exciting. Yeah. It's nice to be honored for something that we love doing, which is great.
Well, congratulations again, and talk about that a little bit more. Honored for what you're doing. Now, this is not just for selling a lot of cars, although that's part of it. This is for also all the things that you do in the community. And I know this is going to be really hard to do, but you can kind of summarize some of those things for us real quick.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. And really, I should say it's not about me, although I get a lot of the recognition and the accolades. It's about our team and what they do every day. We have a very vibrant corporate culture, and we do a lot of things together. And I think I speak for the team when we say we don't feel like we have to do these things, we get to. A lot of the work we do is actually after hours, and a lot of folks do it on their own time. But we want to give back to the community. We want to build a strong community. The community supports us, and we want to support them. Just a few things. I think I counted up another interview that I had, and that we're involved in 26 different initiatives throughout the course of the year. And they could be anything from supporting Holyoke Homework House to having one of our big event that we have for the Ronald McDonald House, where it's called Trees of Hope, where we filled the showroom full of decorated Christmas trees that have been donated. Many of them have gift cards on there, and we have a 14-day event. We host a kickoff on Friday night where we have a live auction, and we helped the Ronald McDonald House raise $175,689 last year during that event. And that's just one of the things we do. We're involved with Rays of Hope. We have these pink plate frames, which we make and we have had made. We install them on cars. And for every plate frame that's installed, we donate $5. We had an event with them a few years ago, raised about $25,000 for them. So that's just a few of the things. But our corporate culture is so vibrant. And I created a position called the Corporate Culture Officer. Her name is Kathy. I think you've met her, and we call her Captain Culture. So we have a whole calendar of events. We celebrate people for their birthdays and their anniversaries. But just last week, it was National Acts of Kindness Day. So we had a small budget for that, and they went out in the community and they did random acts of kindness. They went up to, in this case, they went up to the crossing guards at the local schools, and they gave them $25 Dunkin' Donuts gift cards just for doing what they do. So it's part of what we do. And those are just a few examples of what we do in the community.
Okay. And it's for those same reasons that you're being honored as a difference maker. And we'll see you up on stage April 27th. Not as big as the Oscars, but it will be a pretty good event too. We'll have.
I'm sure it'll be exciting.
We'll have Billy Crystal come and host it. Just don't. We won't do that. So, anyway, let's talk a little bit about the car business. And you and I have talked about this many times in the past. Been a very interesting year, couple of years for the car industry. Are things settling back to normal in any way, shape, or form from those two turbulent years from the pandemic, three turbulent years from the pandemic?
I think it's a new normal. I don't think it'll ever be back to end quote normal. We have seen our inventory levels have come back to pre-pandemic levels, but the manufacturers are just a little bit slow to respond with big incentives. And a lot of that has to do with the Fed raising the rate. The prime rate is at a record level. So it's just the low rate financing that we saw when the pandemic first came out, 0% financing for 84 months and no payments for 120 days. I don't think we'll ever see that again. But we do have some great incentives, and we do have more inventory now, which is nice to see.
Okay. And consumers have more choices than they had, say, 6 months ago.
Absolutely.
A year ago, 18 yeah. months ago.
Yeah. Right at the height of the pandemic, we had almost 200 cars on order, and folks would have to wait 2 to 4 months to get a car. Now cars are plentiful. They're not in oversupply. So we do have some that are available now. And some for the harder to get vehicles, maybe like a plug-in hybrid or a hybrid vehicle, they may have to wait 30 to 60 days for one of those vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was talk that the manufacturers were going to get to like this situation that we were in maybe a year or 18 months ago, where people would essentially order the car, and manufacturers were in a situation where they were building to order. They weren't building any more cars than they needed to, and there just simply wasn't as much inventory. People started thinking, well, maybe this will be the wave of the future. We won't have all this inventory. People want a car, they can order it. The manufacturers will make it. It'll be in 4 months. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, but I wanted to get your opinion on that.
No, I think that they thought that model would work, but it doesn't work because they need to keep the factories running. And now that, you know, the chip shortage has kind of settled down a little bit, I think that they need to do what they need to do to move the metal. And as inventories, you know, really the day supply before the pandemic could have been for some manufacturers as high as 120 days. So now the day supply of cars is around 29 days, which is quite a bit higher than the 4 or 5 days we had before. But it's still, there is not an oversupply of cars. It's just, you know, it's more manageable now.
Interesting. Okay. You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking with Gary Rome. He is the president of the Gary Rome Auto Group. We're talking about his recent award as Time's Dealer of the Year and being a Business West difference maker. We're also talking about the car business a little bit. Talk about the shift that we're seeing. Seems like a lot of shifts happening in the auto world these days. Fewer cars, more SUVs, that trend is continuing, yeah. But also the move toward electric. Talk about those two trends here.
Yeah, I will say that there's a lot of talk about electric. There's a lot of money being offered and by the government to build the infrastructure for this. And I think there's a big push. I think that their goal to not have internally combusted engines by 2025 is a little aggressive. Right now, electric vehicles nationally make up for about 3 or 4% of the sales. So it's not a huge number. But there is a lot of discussion about it. We've been very bullish about electric vehicles. We have superchargers that I've installed so that you can charge your vehicle in 18 minutes to 80%. And I think that we work very hard to educate our clients about electric vehicles, because folks that have never learned about electric vehicles have what I call range anxiety, and they're afraid that they're going to run out of charge. And after we show them the vehicle and they learn a little bit more about it, they realize it's really very much the same thing as, you know, having a regular automobile. You wouldn't leave your house with your gas tank on empty without thinking about, where am I going to get gas? So there has been a lot of talk about it. And there are now federal incentives and state incentives. The federal incentive is $7,500. The state incentive in Massachusetts is on a website called more-ev.com. And that state incentive can be as high as $3,500, depending upon the price of the vehicle. It needs to be under $55,000 and you can earn that. And there's also a Fed incentive. It's very confusing, but we're trying to, you know, explain it to folks. But there's a federal incentive on used SUVs also, which could be up to $4,000, you know, based or 30% of the selling price of the vehicle. So there's a lot of reasons to go EV.
3 to 4% of the current auto sales are electric. What do we expect to see with that number the rest of this year and the year after that? When does it start to edge up? And when do the prices of these vehicles start to come down? I assume those two things are interchanged.
Yeah. So I could speak for Hyundai and Kia for my manufacturers. And their goal is to be at 8% sales of EV. And they've made a huge commitment of $5.4 billion with a B to build an electric battery plant and electric vehicle plant right near Savannah. So they are going to, you know, this is not going away. They see it as the wave of the future. They're just releasing now, Hyundai is releasing a vehicle called the IONIQ 6, which is really a great looking vehicle. And that one starts at a lower price than the IONIQ 5, which we have now. So the price point is coming down a little bit, and they do have these lease programs that include the $7,500 federal tax credit right up front, which makes the price of the car and the payment much more manageable. But when you look at it, especially if you do a lot of driving, the cost of electricity is about $1.25 a gallon versus $4 a gallon if you're paying to put gas in your car. So if you drive a lot, you can really justify the price of the vehicle, the payment of the vehicle, and actually your gas savings could pay your entire car payment, if not more.
Is that the reason we're not seeing as many, or is it just an inventory issue?
Well, it was an inventory issue. That inventory issue is being resolved. We have, at my Hyundai dealership, we have about 40 of them in stock. We sell about 20 a month. And at the Kia dealership, we have three or four. It's a smaller dealership in Enfield, but we have three or four, and that's about how many we sell, between three and five a month.
And again, we're expecting those numbers to increase steadily over the next few years.
Right? Yes. Yes.
So, and in 2025, people will have an option, theoretically, at least.
Yeah, theoretically. One unique thing that we have at the Hyundai dealership, I'm one of five dealers in the country that have a subscription program. It's called Evolve Plus. So you have the opportunity to rent an electric vehicle, and it includes insurance. So you can try this EV and see if it fits your lifestyle before you actually buy one. Or you can rent one if you need a third vehicle, or you can, you know, if your college student is home from school during the summer, or if you just want to rent one while you're waiting for yours to come in.
Interesting. So in the few minutes we have left, you've got a construction project going on.
Yes.
So this is a car wash / dog wash. You can wash your car and your dog at the same time, or... Yeah. Separately, I guess.
Yes. We've been very, very busy in Holyoke. In fact, our sales were number five in the Northeast from Maine to Virginia. So we're very busy. And so we've run out of capacity in our service department. So I'm moving my cleaning company over to building a new car wash detail dog wash center. And it'll have a full 130-foot tunnel with lights and foam and ceramic wax. And then there'll be a touchless car wash. And next to that will be three bays where we'll clean cars and offer a detail service to the public. Yeah, and that will be, hopefully, that'll be open and operational by October 1st. And in addition to that, yes, there will be a dog wash there. It's a very cool thing. So I just say, why would you put your dirty dog in your clean car? And you can put your dog in a dog wash. It takes about 10 minutes. You can wash and dry your dog and get into your clean car. We will have free vacuums there as well.
Interesting. And when does that open its doors?
October 1st is our launch date.
Very ambitious. So President's Day just came and went. This is a time-honored tradition in the car selling world. Does that tradition continue? Is that... still a time when people come out of the woodwork?
Yeah, February is President's Month, and we look at that as the kickoff to our selling season as the weather gets better. Now, of course, so that's the kickoff to our selling season. And we did see, very, very busy President's Weekend, and President's Week is very busy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. We covered a lot of ground in not a lot of time there.
Yes. 20 minutes.
So very good. Well, thank you for coming on. We'll have to have you on again soon.
Maybe thank you for having me.
Several months, we'll go over that ground again. So thank you again. All right. And thank you to all of you for listening. This has been another episode of Business Talk, the podcast presented by Business West and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We'll see you next time.